February 12, 1904, Louisa speaks with some priests about the Church of St. Cataldo. I had forgotten to say what I am about to write, which I will say now out of obedience, although these are not sure things, but uncertain, because the presence of our Lord was missing. I was outside of myself, and I seemed to find myself inside a church in which there were several venerable priests, and also souls from purgatory and holy people, conversing among themselves about the Church of St. Cataldo, saying that almost with certainty it would be obtained. On hearing this, I said, "How can this be? The other day it was rumored that the chapter had lost the cause. So, through the tribunal it could not be obtained, the town council does not want to give it, and you are saying that it will be obtained." And they added, "In spite of all these difficulties, indeed it is not lost. And even if they reach the point of laying hands on it to knock it down, it still cannot be considered as lost, because St. Cataldo will know well how to defend his temple. However, poor Corrado if they arrive at this." But while saying this, they repeated, "They have taken away the first things. The crowned lady has already been transported to his house. You, go before Our Lady and pray to her that, having started the grace, she would fulfill it." I went out of that church to go pray, but as I was doing this, I found myself inside myself.